Many religious leaders, including the Pope, are opposed to the war in Iraq. As part of Morning Edition's occasional commentaries on the war in Iraq, commentator Douglas Kamek says religious leaders are misinterpreting history and theology.
The war is underway, and it is just. The road to Baghdad is treacherous, but failing to defend freedom would be worse. As President Bush summarized, in an age of unseen enemies who make no formal declarations of war, waiting to act after America's foes have struck first is not self-defense, it is suicide. Despite constant protests, the war in Iraq is consistent with the UN Charter, the Constitution, and moral calculus. One can prayerfully say that it would be joyous if war had been avoided or over in a week. Amen. But that is to say nothing, absolutely nothing, about Iraq's hundreds of tons of chemical agents and Hussein's history of killing thousands of his own people. It ignores Iraq's continued production and weaponization of anthrax and other biological toxins and the inevitability that someday Saddam will obtain fissile material for his own nuclear bomb. It also ignores the shameful and unlawful manner in which Saddam fights and hides behind women and children now. Peace is civil order mediated by law. It is not the docile acceptance of terms dictated by a bully. Already we have routed terrorists with links to Al-Qaeda in northern Iraq, reasonably confirming that Iraq was the willing enabler for the outlaws responsible for deadly attacks on our soil and the continuing jihad directed against our citizens worldwide. Only those who insist upon avoiding war at all cost, including the cost of freedom and continuing fear, can rationalize that away. The record of Saddam Hussein is one of aggression and material breach. His original invasion of Kuwait in 1991, his duplicitous rebuff of the conditions of truce in 1992, and his most recent gamesmanship on UN Resolution 1441. Did we need additional evidence to see the real possibility of a conflagration far worse than World War II? Absolutely not. No just war theory should be misunderstood to say otherwise.
The comments of Douglas Kamek, Dean and St. Thomas More Professor at the Catholic University of America here in Washington, D.C.